You're listening to the Blissful Hiker Podcast. I'm Allison Young, the solo, female, middle-aged, titanium-reinforced, long-distance backpacker blissful hiker, inspiring you to hike your own hike. If you enjoy these podcasts, consider supporting them through Patreon. There's a link in the show notes or at blissfulhiker.com. This week, I share a few more on the list of things that the trail taught me that are helping me right now in my life. This is one of my absolute favorites of all time, this idea of let the day unfold. Cate Blanchett said, "I think that's what I love about life. There's no maniacal master plan. It's just unfolding before me." Letting the day unfold is kind of the anti-carpe diem. You know, carpe diem is Latin for seize the day. I totally get it. I do. This idea that we need to put on our big girl pants and type A personalities and make things happen. Well, I do that. I am an implementer. But there's another side to this approach that really becomes apparent on through hikes. For sure, you have to put yourself out there on the trail and be bold and brave and brilliant. But sometimes that attitude becomes too confining. It doesn't allow the flexibility to maybe go a bit further, maybe camp somewhere unexpected, maybe accept kindness from a trail angel, or set aside a plan that you've been tightly holding all together. And this was a real biggie for me, to wake up each day and just allow things to occur. I talk a lot about mindfulness and living in the present moment, but truthfully, in the back of my mind is a control freak who wants to know what's ahead, what's going to happen, where am I going to end up? And that attitude has often caused me to miss opportunities that are right in front of my face. We could all sharpen our skills at being nimble, at being willing to change our minds and our plans and our direction. It can invariably lead to unimaginable wonders, like that time that I met a local hiker in New Zealand and we decided to climb Mount Taranaki to watch the sunrise on the New Year. We were the first ones to summit. It was so exciting. But had I been tightly holding on to a plan, I may have missed this incredible opportunity. At this moment in my life, and I encourage you to do the same, develop curiosity rather than certainty. Let me say that again. Develop a sense of curiosity about what's to come rather than a sense of certainty, to delight in the twists and turns of life. Okay, I've got one more for you. This is number 5 in the list of things that I've learned from through hikes on trails that are helping me right now in my life. Trail angels exist. The great feminist writer Simone de Beauvoir wrote, "That's what I consider true generosity. You give your all, and yet you always feel as if it costs you nothing." I had heard the term trail angel for years before walking my first major through hike, and I certainly benefited from kindnesses on every single backpack trip I've taken, with people offering rides on seemingly abandoned roads, sharing meals when I might have skimped on nutrition, and offering a spot to set my tent on their lawn. But I really had no concept for the depth of people's generosity until I arrived in New Zealand. From day one, when my friend Irene offered to pick me up at the airport in Kerikeri and get me to the trailhead, to meeting Rob and George in Whanganui, who opened their home to me and made me feel part of their family, and Ian, who offered a totally lost and frustrated and crying blissful hiker a ride to the supermarket and then back to the trailhead, which required him to drive way out of his way. And then there's the thousands of little things, like a trail angel offering me a beer at a road crossing, or words of encouragement, not to mention how the trail itself became a kind of angel, providing in mysterious ways, like suddenly the weather would improve just when I needed it. None of these acts in an odd way ever made me feel entitled. Rather, I felt blessed and changed inside. I want to pay forward what I can do and be that person that helped me, be that person in my regular life, be a trail angel even when I'm just at the supermarket or when I'm driving my car. Trail angels are really, really special people. They help with no desire to be repaid. and they teach us how to be generous. Okay, we're getting to number six right now of things that happened on through hikes on my trails, the things that I learned that have helped me today. And this one is really, really important. I mean, this is kind of the basis of who I am on trails and who I am in my life. The point of a through hike is not to triumph. It sounds like the complete opposite, right? Hubert Dreyfus wrote, "The goal of life is not happiness, it's not peace, it's not fulfillment, it's aliveness." I mean, think about that. It's to feel fully alive, fully buzzing in your being here right now on the planet. When I finished walking the Pacific Crest Trail, Richard was there. He was waiting for me at the southern terminus in Campo as I walked up one last final rise to the blocky monument sitting right next to the barbed wire wall. Now, it was not an especially long day. It was 20 miles through desert landscape filled with oddly shaped rock outcroppings. I met two thru-hikers along the way, as well as a group of backpackers out for the weekend, and the mood was festive. It was relaxed and a little bit resigned. I wasn't exhausted and I wasn't really ready to stop, but neither did I feel sorrow that my life as a full-time pedestrian would be coming to an end that day, at least for the time being. The trail twisted through mountains and skirted private land dotted with live oaks before I crossed train tracks and followed a road to mile marker number one, and then the final steps of a 2,600-mile odyssey. I could see Richard's rental car parked near the razor-topped border wall and his tall body leaning against the door, and I had a huge smile on my face as he applauded my arrival. Richard brought a surprise. He handed me a margarita that he had made with fresh-squeezed lime, reasonably tasty tequila, and precious ice cubes served in a real glass. This was my sort of celebratory drink. And he planned to take a photograph of me sitting on top of the monument holding this drink as sort of my triumphant photograph. But right at that moment, another car drove up and a man jumped out, and he seemed to have different plans for that moment. He wanted his picture taken on the monument and he wanted it right then while I was finishing. And he walked up to me in this really brusque manner, not acknowledging that I had actually walked the entire Pacific Crest Trail, walked to that spot from the Canadian border. And he said, "Hey, would you mind getting out of my way? Get out of the frame. We're taking our picture." I was a little taken aback. I mean, who was really here first and who really deserved the moment? But I stepped out of the picture and I said, "Okay, yeah, go for it." And he snapped several pictures from several angles of his walk of 10 steps to the end of the PCT. And at some point, he came down from the top of the monument, got back in his car, and drove away. And it was such an odd moment for me. I could have said, "Hey, you jerk, I'm here first. I just walked the trail." I could have justified the triumph of the moment. And instead, I didn't really care. It didn't make a difference. I mean, it took all of, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, maybe five, who knows, for him to take his pictures and for me to just wait. It wasn't raining. There wasn't anywhere to go. It absolutely made no difference to let him just do his picture. I was done with the trail. And this was just a marker in time and space. All my experiences, all my memories could not possibly be taken away from me, whether I sat on the monument for my picture at that moment or not. It occurred to me that there was a lesson in this. The goal to finish, of course, is a good one, and it gives shape and direction to the walk. You have to move at a certain speed. You have to get through the Sierra before the snow comes. You have to finish the thing within a certain number of months, if that's your goal, to get it done in a year. But accomplishment in and of itself isn't enough. I mean, don't get me wrong, to triumph by making it all the way, 2,685 miles to the end, it feels good. But what feels even better is being alive and present for every single step. Our journey in life has ups and downs, but I try to challenge myself not to get lost in wanting to get over and done with the downs and get back to the ups, but to search for that feeling of being alive within the ups and downs of every single moment. And this is something you can think about too. When you get to the end of the moment, when you've triumphed, celebrate it. Be present in that. Be excited about it. But don't let it be all of it. Let it be just a part, a marker on the next exciting adventure and the next steps that you take. Well, it looks like we only got through 6 of the 10 things that the trail taught me that are helping me right now. I'll have the rest in coming weeks, but give some thought to these and do let me know what you think. If any of them work for you, or you think that I'm completely full of it, I'd love to hear from you. You can always reach me at blissfulhiker.com. That's where you can read show notes, you can see pictures, you can read more about what I do as a speaker and a podcaster, blissfulhiker.com. And you can subscribe to Blissful Hiker at Apple, leave a review there as well. That helps other people discover the podcast. I'll have more from what I learned from the trail next week. And until then, my friends, kia kaha and happy trails.